The Book of Sirach, Chapter 19. He who does these things will not become rich, and he who despises small things will become altogether naked. Wine and women cause the heart to be lustful, and a brazen soul will destroy its owner. He who trusts others too quickly is unwise, and he who errs sins against his own soul. He who has pleasure in evil will be condemned, but he who hates talk has the less malice. Never repeat a word, then no one will reproach you. Do not speak of it to friend or foe. And unless it be a sin to you, do not reveal it, lest he who hear it hate you and regard you as an evildoer. Have you heard anything? Let it die with you. Be of good courage, it will not burst you. A fool travails because of a word, even as a woman travails because of a child. As an arrow stuck in the fleshy thigh, so is a word in the belly of a fool. Reprove a friend that he do no evil, and if he has done anything, that he does not do it again. Reprove a friend, it may be he did not say it, and if he has said it, that he does not do it again. Reprove a friend, yet often there is slander, and do not believe every word. One man slips, though not from the soul, and who has not sinned with his tongue. Reprove your neighbor before you threaten and give place to the law of the Most High. All wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and in all wisdom there is the fulfilling of the law. But the knowledge of wickedness is not wisdom, and the counsel of sinners is not understanding. There is a form of wisdom which is abomination, and there is a fool who lacks wisdom. Better is one who has inferior understanding and fears than one who is very smart but transgresses the law. There is a subtle form of craftiness which is unrighteous, and there is one who deceives people with kindness to gain a judgment. There is one who walks humbly and mournfully, but inwardly he is full of deceit. There is one with a downcast look, pretending to be deaf, but when unobserved he will get the better of you. And if, for lack of power, he is hindered from sinning, he will do evil when he finds opportunity. A man is known by his appearance, and a wise man is known by his face. A man's attire proclaims his deeds, and his footsteps show what he is.